Solar-powered cars used to look like installation art. Now, they look like cars. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Jed Kim. The dream of solar cars has been around for decades. In recent years, as solar technology has improved exponentially, what was once a novelty is now becoming a reality. Several automakers have plans to develop and refine solar-powered vehicles. But how does solar deliver on the promise of a completely free, completely clean source of transportation power? We spoke with Sam Abuwal-Samid. He's an analyst with Guidehouse Insights. He said one thing that's changed is what we picture when we think of solar cars. It used to be they were mainly the experimental projects of engineering students.
So, you know, what you're talking about, you know, are some of these experimental cars that have participated in various solar challenges over the years. Many of these races have been run in places like Australia, across the outback. So you've got these really skinny, flat vehicles, you know, that are running, you know, and they're very lightweight. They've got tiny, skinny little wheels, and they find the smallest student they can to drive the thing to minimize the weight.
Right.
Not real practical for real world use. The cars that we're talking about today, like the Sonata Hybrid and also the new Fisker Ocean electric SUV, have optional solar roofs that it doesn't look any different from any other vehicle. I mean, it just happens if you look down at the roof, you can see the pattern, you know, of the photovoltaic cells on there. So that's the only thing that is the distinguishing mark.
When are we going to start, like, the regular person in middle of America start seeing these?
I mean, they're out there today. As I said, you know, you can go to a Hyundai dealer today and buy a Sonata Hybrid with a solar roof option. Another thing where it actually also makes a lot of sense on EVs, for an electric vehicle, when you use either the heating or the air conditioning system, it's drawing power directly from the battery, and that's reducing your range. So if you've got an EV that you are parking outside, then if you have a solar panel on the car that can keep the cabin a little bit warmer while it's sitting there, that means you're going to have less reduction in range during cold weather driving. Similarly, in hot weather, and again, you're going to have better range, better electric driving range on a charge.
Are consumers going to have to be convinced that this is a good idea, or is this pretty obvious?
Near term, you know, depending on what the option cost is, then yeah, they'll probably have to be convinced, you know, is it worth me spending $2,000 or $3,000 or $5,000 for this solar roof option, you know, if I'm only going to get, you know, a mile or two a day. But as the price comes down, then I think it will eventually become a no-brainer. You know, it's not like you're going to be able to just drive an EV all the time without ever plugging it in.
Right.
That's the part that you'll have to convince people. But longer term, as those costs come down, then it becomes a less of a challenge.
How much funding is going into making these kinds of cars?
Not a lot. I mean, it's not a huge priority, I think, for most automakers right now, or at least it hasn't been. But I think as the costs come down, it will become something that most automakers will probably offer as an option, at least on most, if not all, of their EVs going forward. Most of the effort on the part of the automakers has been focused on improving the batteries, improving the motor efficiency and the power electronics. You know, so those are the low-hanging fruit for EVs. As they use up that low-hanging fruit, then they'll be looking at other areas to improve efficiency and range of EVs.
Are we looking at the potential for solar technology to advance so far that we could have cars that get the vast majority of their energy from the sun?
Probably not, because, you know, you also have to keep in mind, you know, how much surface area you have on the roof of a car. You know, it's not that big an area. It's at best, you know, about the equivalent of one typical rooftop solar panel is about what you've got. And, you know, most people that have solar on their roof, you know, might have a couple of dozen panels.
Yeah.
So it's pretty limited, you know, just because of the physical dimensions of a car, you know, unless you're driving, you know, something really enormous. Now, you know, where it could get interesting is on trucks, you know, tractor trailers. You could put a lot of solar panels on the roof of that trailer, and, you know, it's a flat surface. You know, it's not necessarily tilted at the right angle, but it's probably better than most cars. And so if you're talking about electric trucks, now you're actually starting to get something interesting there, you know, or delivery vans, you know, Amazon vans. Amazon is, you know, going to get 100,000 electric delivery vans from Rivian over the next several years. And if you put solar panels on the roof of all those things, you know, those are pretty big vans. That could actually make a difference.
Sam Abu-Samid is an analyst with Guidehouse Insights. And now for some related links. My first impression of solar cars was seeing one in a magazine. It was a car built by University of Michigan students. After talking with Sam, I looked that car up again. Its name was Sunrunner, and it was built in 1990. We've got a link to the engineering report put together by the students. It's pretty cool to see earlier stages of solar car tech. Check it out. Every couple of years, there is a solar car race that takes place in Australia. The World Solar Challenge is a roughly 2,000-mile drive across the outback from Darwin to Adelaide. Competitors run solely on solar power. There are batteries on board that the solar panels charge. There's a surprisingly watchable series on YouTube about it. Things get pretty hairy from the first episode. I'm Jed Kim, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.